Part 2. Questions 13 to 22. Section 1. Questions 13 to 17. You will hear 5 short recordings. For each recording, decide which type of document the speaker is talking about. Write one letter, A to H, next to the number of the recording. Do not use any letter more than once. After you have listened once, replay the recordings. You have 15 seconds to read the list A to H. Now listen and decide which type of document each speaker is talking about. Thirteen.
Well, no wonder the banks returned it unpaid. Look, the figures don't match the amount in words. I expect someone was filling it in too much of a hurry. Well, let's see. We'd better issue another one straight away to pay Mrs. Burton, because it'll be another 3 weeks if we wait for the next cycle of payments. Her expenses on that sales trip were pretty high, and it wouldn't be fair to keep her waiting much longer.
Some of the suppliers are already asking about the increases. I'll check, but I seem to remember from last week's meeting that in the end we agreed on 3%. So what I'll do is go down each column and calculate the new amounts, and then it can be printed in time to be inserted into the new brochures. Can you check the figures for me, though, before it goes to the printers?
We've just received the paperwork from you about cleaning our premises, and I have to say that it doesn't reflect what we agreed in our conversation last week. For one thing, it says that we have to supply our security code, and for another, it specifies monthly payment in advance, and I told you both of those were out of the question. I'm afraid I really can't sign this. Could you send me a revised one?
Of course, this only gives a very general picture, but as you can see, cash is a particularly healthy area. That's even when we take into account regular outgoings on loans and leasing equipment, which are included in the final totals. And even more significantly, unpaid orders are actually excluded from the final calculation. These represent a sum of approximately £30,000. With that in mind, we can say that the company's overall position is still strong.
I've just asked the Arden Conference Center about availability for our next training seminar, and they said they still haven't been paid for the one before last, which should have been dealt with 6 months ago. I've had to ask them to send a duplicate. We really must be careful. Arden give us very favorable prices, but we haven't got a contract with them. Can you deal with it straight away, so we stay in their good books?
Now listen to the recordings again. Section 2, questions 18 to 22. You will hear another 5 recordings. For each recording, decide what the speaker's purpose is. Write one letter, A to H, next to the number of the recording. Do not use any letter more than once. After you have listened once, replay the recordings. You have 15 seconds to read the list A to H. Now listen and decide what each speaker's purpose is. 18.
Hello, this is Guy Cooper from Centron Electronics here. I believe you rang for some advice about your alarm system, which isn't functioning properly. The message I got said you weren't sure if you needed someone to come and sort it out, or if we could advise you over the phone. Well, perhaps you'd like to get back to me as soon as it's convenient and tell me exactly what the problem is, and I'll see what I can do.
Well, as you say, Redlon has been supplying us for years, but quite honestly, two-thirds of the complaints we receive about our products are actually due to faults in components we've had from Redlon. So I talked to the production manager and he agreed that I should look at some alternatives. Future World's range is fine for us, and one of their customers, who I spoke to, recommended them highly. So that's why we've changed to using them.
The competition is getting tougher, and you know we're facing serious problems. We need to see more benefits from the undeniably hard work we're putting in, and this means saying no to jobs which aren't profitable. It would be much more beneficial to put all our efforts into winning higher margin contracts. So, the way I feel you can help most is by identifying the types of contacts which will bring in the income we need in order to ensure our future.
John Woods here, phoning about the project we discussed earlier. Could you give me a ring so that we can talk about it a bit more? I've done a few calculations, and I'm beginning to wonder whether it's really a practical proposition. I still think the project's got potential, but there are significant additional costs which we hadn't taken into account. So, could you get back to me as soon as you can, please?
22.
Hello, Sally here from Pagwell Paints, returning your call. I'm very sorry you aren't happy with the latest consignment you've had from us. It's rather strange because following your complaint about the last delivery, we did in fact take action to change the specifications in the way you suggested. So it isn't quite fair to say that we ignored your advice. I know it's important to achieve the consistency that you require, but perhaps your recommendation wasn't exactly what's needed.
2